Papa asks, what's the halacha if someone promised to bring types of a mincha? Do we say, since he said types in the plural, he meant to say at least two menachas, as we find that all menachas are referred to in the pasuk with the singular mincha, or do we say that since he said mincha in the singular, he meant to say one mincha, and the reason he said types was that he was to bring one of the many types of the mincha? If tomorrow Mishnah said, if someone promises to bring a type of mincha, he has to bring one mincha. This suggests that if he said types of mincha, he would have to bring multiple menachas. The next part of the Mishnah says, if someone promised to bring menachos, or a type of menachas, he has to bring two menachas. This suggests that he only has to bring two when he uses the plural form of menachas, which suggests that the singular form of mincha would only require one mincha. Mara says, we have to say that there's no answer that can be learned from our Mishnah. In fact, maybe we can answer from a braisa. The braisa says, if someone promises to bring a type of menachas, he has to bring two menachas of one type. This suggests that if he said types of mincha, he would only have to bring one. Mara says, maybe that the implication should instead be that if he says types of mincha, he would have to bring two menachas of two different types. In fact, another braisa says, if someone promises to bring a type of menachas, he has to bring two menachas of one type. If he promises to bring types of menachas, he has to bring two menachas of two different types. This, the chayra implies, that if he says types of mincha, he'd only have to bring one. And furthermore, maybe that the time of this braisa is Rav Shimon, who says that one who promises to bring a baked mincha may bring half of the loaves as challah and half as rakikin. And types of mincha refers to this mincha that's made of two types of loaves. However, according to the Rabbanan, who say that it can't be of the two types, he would have to bring two menachas of two different types. Who's the Tana who holds that by bringing each of the five different types of menachas, he has fulfilled his obligation? Rabbi Yirmiyah said it does not follow Rabbi Shimon, because according to him, one may bring a baked mincha of any combination of challahs and rakikin. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that all menachas are brought in groups of 10 loaves, one would have to bring 14 types of menachas to account for all of the combinations of 10 loaves made of differing amounts of challahs and rakikin to fulfill his obligation when he said, I promised to bring a mincha of a specified type, but don't remember what type I specified. Abai said the Mishnah can even follow Rav Shimon, because we find that Rav Shimon holds that one may offer a carbon on a condition, so he can bring two menachas, 10 loaves of chalas and 10 of rakikin, and with a condition it can cover all the combination of chalas and rakikin. Although we have said that Rav Shimon only allows for that b'di'evid, that's true when dealing with a shlamim, where it decreases the allowable time, the time period for a shlamim to be eaten. However, in the case of menachas, where it would not decrease the allowable time for eating it, because all menachas have to be eaten by the day of its bringing in that night, he would allow a conditional bringing, even the chatchilah. For fact, the Gemara, Papa Esta Baya, according to Rav Shimon, he would have to bring the chalas in one klisharas and the rakikin in another klisharas. If so, how can that conditionally account for a mixed mincha of chalas and rakikin, which would have to be brought in one klisharas? And for the Gemara, we have heard that Rav Shimon says that one would be yaitze if he took from two different klisharas and combined it for one carbon. For acting Gemara, how would the kmitza of this conditional mincha be taken? Presumably, he would take a kmitza of the chalas and a kmitza of the rakikin and would say, if I promise to bring a mincha of all chalas and a mincha of all rakikin, then the kmitza of the chalas should be for the mincha of chalas and the kmitza of rakikin should be for the mincha of rakikin. And if I promise to bring a mincha of mixed chalas and rakikin, then the kmitza taken from the chalas is for the mincha of the mixed chalas and rakikin, and the kmitza I took from the rakikin should be for the mincha of part rakikin and part chalas, one for his obligation and one for an adava. Now, how would this be an effective kmitza? To be a valid kmitza of a mixed mincha, he would need to take a full kaimitz of a mixture of chalas and rakikin. But here he's taking a separate kaimitz of chalas and a separate kaimitz of rakikin. And for the Gemara, we have heard that Rav Shimon holds that if when taking a kaimitz from a mixed mincha, one ends up with a kaimitz consisting of only one of the types of loaves, he's actually yaitze. For Gemara, what's done with the leftover oil? If he had promised to bring half chalas and half rakikin, the leftover oil would be used for the chalas. Whereas if he promised to bring all rakikin, the leftover oil is eaten by the kahanim. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who says in a braisa in the name of Rabbi Shimon that even when bringing a mixed mincha, the extra oil is given to the kahanim to eat.